A prayer before a reading of the Holy Scriptures. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles with you, I would encourage you to please open up to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. It begins as follows with verse 1. My son, do not forget my laws, but let your heart keep my words. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let almsgiving and faithfulness forsake you, but hang them upon your neck, and you will find grace and provide good things before the Lord and men. Trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. Do not rely on your own discernment, but fear God and turn away from every evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. As I was thinking of what to speak this evening, I was reminded of this summer, especially when many of us, including or possibly many of our friends or family members, may be celebrating many achievements. A lot of times the month of May, June, and July is usually piled in our schedule with several graduation celebrations. And as we come upon individuals and their achievement, I often think a lot of times where the glory belongs and where it finds itself, especially in the midst of all of these celebrations. I know recently I'm reminded of a story that I remember, and I may have shared this a couple of times, but there was a mother who had saved everything she had to put her son through college. And basically, she was a widow, and it was just her son that was with her. And she had put her heart and soul into everything of the son's life. And it came to the point where the son was graduating and she was there celebrating his ceremony. And as she watched so proudly of her son, and she was just overjoyed with tears. And she watched her son as he walked across the platform and received his degree with honors. And we know, especially many of us who have studied or have graduated from middle school or high school, graduation ceremonies are pretty structured, and there's usually instructions given to follow the line and follow the leader and to have a proper protocol behind everything. And so as this young boy was walking across the platform and as he received his degree, he started walking down the aisle, and instead of turning into the designated row, he just kept on walking. And everybody was looking at this young boy wondering, where is this kid going and why is he messing up the entire line or the protocol and going away from what was told him the night before. And he walked all the way down, and he spotted where his mother was sitting, and he went all the way to his mother. And what he did was he threw his arms around her neck, kissed her on the cheek, and he placed his diploma that he had received in her hands, and he said, "Here, mother, you earned it." See, a lot of times I think in the midst of celebrations, especially for us as youth, I think a lot of times we forget the people who surround and support us in each and every one of our efforts. When we look at this story, we see that the love this boy had for his mother came out of the realization that he was not alone in the journey. See, a lot of times I think for us as youth, we often feel like we're doing everything on our own. We often feel like as far as our exams go or our careers go or our jobs go, we make it an individual effort. But I think part of being a Christian is realizing that our lives are to be shared with one another, and it is a communal effort in everything that we do. It's not to say that your parents or your friends are going to be the ones taking exams for you. Of course, there is the majority of the work that needs to be done by each and every one of us. But how we can support each other in this journey that we set out, especially in our academic and career journeys. Sometimes I know our parents raise the bar so high. I know that's something that many of our kids struggle with. But at the end of the day, I look at Christ and his example, and I see his words, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And I always wondered, why is it that Christ uttered these words? Because so many times, even myself and you, we feel like we can never be perfect. We feel like we can never achieve perfection. And we fail day after day, and we wonder, where is this ever going to lead us? How are we ever going to become like Christ or become one with Christ? And when I look at that example of Christ raising the bar so high to the point where he expects perfection from us, I begin to wonder if raising the bar in terms of our parents, who raised the bar so high in terms of our educational achievements and success, is that something wrong, or does it truly come out of a genuine love and concern for their children and for their desire to see their children succeed in all things, especially in their academic and career life? So I think a lot of times we forget the labor, the toils, and the prayers that are put in by our parents and our loved ones. And at the same time, I think what many of us struggle with is the point of uncertainty. I think a lot of times when I've spoken with college students or high school students, a lot of times I may ask children, do you have any plans as far as your careers? Do you know what you want to do? And a lot of times people feel a little bit ashamed and they say, no, I have no idea, or I just don't know what I want to do in life. And what I always remind them is, that's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing where you're headed or what it is that you want to do or where it is that God wants to lead you. But at the same time, it does not mean that there should be no active pursuit of God's will in our life. And I think that's sometimes where we fail. If you notice, at the end of every graduation ceremony, usually when we go to the graduation, nobody really calls it a graduation ceremony. They call it usually a commencement ceremony. And if we all know, the word commence actually means to begin. And so it's quite interesting how when we graduated from high school or when we graduated from college or as we pursue graduation in our lives, this is only the beginning, because education is a lifelong process. And a lot of times we forget that it is after graduation that we actually will be expected to make even more critical choices and decisions. And we have various options and careers and where we want to be and who it is that we're going to follow. And I think this passage reminds us really the essence of Christianity, especially in verse 5 and 6, where it says, trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. I don't know how many times we as people fail in really placing trust in God with our whole hearts. I know in my own life, especially having been through bachelor's degree and having gone to seminary and a lot of things, there was a lot of uncertainty in so many areas of my life. And at the end of the day, my prayer was always, Lord, you have a great will and plan for my life. And though I may not be able to see it or know it or understand it, I pray that your Spirit would help me to understand it and reveal it to me so that I may follow in that path. And I think that's a prayer that we all lack. Because often, what we do is we trust in our own wisdom with all our hearts. And very rarely do we even exalt the wisdom of God. And I think that's something that we really have to do in terms of not relying on our own discernment or our own wisdom, but really seeking and inviting the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our day-to-day life. See, St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, reminded them by saying, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." See, to walk in the ways of the Lord is our best option. And I think the way we have to do it is to be diligent and mindful and always staying on track and setting our hope on things above. And I know many of us have fallen, and I know many of us will fall, and I know many of us will continue to fall. But the point is, we have to be able to be willing to pick ourselves up. And moreover, when we see one among us fallen, we have to be willing to lend our support and raise them up through our prayers, and being able to sacrifice maybe some of the things of our own life for their sake, to be an encourager. And I think so many of us, when we talk about talents and capabilities, we're thinking about degrees, and we're thinking about being able to get to the top in terms of achievements and all those things. But I think talents such as the gift of encouragement or the gift of support or even providing a smile to be able to encourage someone else, those are talents that not everybody has. And those are gifts that we can pursue to become better people and to be able to inspire others in terms of their life. So I guess my prayer for tonight for each and every one of us is to begin to think of the achievements that we have made in our life. I want each and every one of us to think through our life achievements, whatever small thing it may be or whatever big thing it may be. And I want us to analyze those achievements for a moment, whatever it may be, and to really think through and see, first and foremost, how is it that you achieved those things? Would you be able to say that this I did on my own, or did I do this through the support and love of my family and friends and through the guidance of God's Spirit? Secondly, I want to ask us, when we achieve, where does the glory go? In everything that we do, whatever it is that we have done and whatever it is that is we are going to achieve, the glory must always be given to God. If for a moment we glorify ourselves and our names, we find that what we have done is pretty much in vain, because there's nothing for us to gain when we glorify ourselves. In fact, we only lose. So I hope and pray that we will be like this son who was able to set on the beginning of his journey at his commencement ceremony, recognizing the people that supported him, loved him, and encouraged him to get him to where he needed to be. And as I mentioned before, there may be a lot of uncertainty in our lives. We may not know the direction we are headed, but as I always remind all of our people, it's just like driving a car. When you're set out on that road, there is that lane that you have to be on, and you have to be focused as you drive. The task of every driver is always to look forward and to be very vigilant and to be very aware of his surroundings. If for a moment you lose track and you lose focus and you start moving into the other line, there's an easy chance for a crash to happen. Never in driving a vehicle would you set out in the middle of the road and begin to reverse, because at the end of the day, you will also put your life at danger. Sometimes we may have to drive and we always move forward. And sometimes life may seem like we're cruising. Sometimes life may seem like it's very fast-paced. And there will be moments where we are slow-paced. But there are also those times where I think we need to just stop. And we need to listen. And we need to place silence in our lives so that God's will be revealed to us. It doesn't come through big signs, and it doesn't come through big visions, and don't expect that in our lives. But it comes through prayer and seeking God's discernment through the guidance of his Holy Spirit. As the Proverbs chapter 3 reminded us, trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways, know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. Do not rely on your own discernment, but fear God and turn away from every evil. To the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.